Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Fighting defamation of Jews was the ostensible purpose of the ADL, original name Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, when it was founded 102 years ago this month. But fighting defamation really had nothing to do with it. The purpose of the ADL, then as now, was to keep Gentiles, specifically the host populations of those nations where Jews reside, under control. When the ADL was founded in 1913, the president of the Atlanta, Georgia B'nai B'rith, a Jewish sweatshop boss named Leo Frank, had just been convicted for the sex murder of 13-year-old Mary Fagan, one of his employees. Despite overwhelming evidence of Frank's guilt, the Jewish power structure, financiers, press barons, underworld figures, and the B'nai B'rith itself organized a massive advertising, editorial, bribery, pressure, and public relations campaign which attempted to reverse the jury's verdict and set Frank free. They failed. But one of the things they did was create the ADL. Remember that. The ADL was founded to leverage Jewish money and influence to nullify and defeat a jury's verdict and set a sex murderer free, because that sex murderer was a Jew. That, ladies and gentlemen, had nothing to do with defamation of Jews. My Cambridge Dictionary defines defamation as damaging the reputation of a person or group by saying or writing bad things about them that are not true. The arrest and conviction of Leo Frank had nothing to do with defamation of Jews. It had nothing to do with Jews at all, the large population of which in Atlanta were utterly unmolested and undefamed. But the Jewish campaign to free Leo Frank had as its basis the claim that the people of Atlanta and of the South generally were rabid, irrational, unreasoning bigots and Jew haters, and that this supposed anti-Semitism led them to prosecute and convict an innocent Jew. That claim is false. The truth is that the South then and now is the most pro-Jewish section of the United States. And that claim damages the reputation of Southerners. Therefore, it was the ADL itself, from its very inception, that was engaging in defamation. The defamation of an entire people. A people they wished to intimidate, bully, and control. Just this year, the ADL declared that the traditional Celtic cross used by the Irish and other European peoples for millennia is a hate symbol. What did that have to do with defamation of Jews? Exactly nothing. The purpose of the ADL's list of proscribed hate symbols is to intimidate and shame white people by demonizing any cultural symbol that might unite them or help them achieve a sense of shared identity. You may be sure that the Jews' own cultural symbols, such as the menorah and the Star of David, are not on the hate list, despite the fact that they are often used by murderous gangs like Israeli settlers who drive families out of their homes so they can take over, and terrorists like the Irgun bombers who helped found the State of Israel, and the assassins of the Mossad. Just this week, Jonathan Greenblatt, the new ADL boss, called up Barack Obama and asked for an increase in the immigration of non-whites from Syria into the United States, and also demanded more action to overthrow the government in Damascus, saying, quote, "We're not telling the president how to do it, but we have a role to play in advocating that the U.S. increase its involvement in resolving this conflict," close quote. What did that have to do with defamation of Jews? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But it had everything to do with using our dwindling wealth and the blood of our soldiers to invade a country which never did us any harm, overthrow its government, and set up a puppet regime that will be more friendly to the Jewish state. And it had everything to do with opening our borders even further so that white Americans will continue to be displaced by non-whites and our formerly orderly, civilized, advanced, and united society will be ripped apart by multiculturalism, violence, and chaos. Just a month ago, the ADL called for the banning of writer and historian David Irving's Make Up Your Own Mind history tours of Poland and Latvia. What did that have to do with the defamation of Jews? Nothing at all, but it had everything to do with muzzling and bankrupting Irving, who, as one of the very best researchers and investigators of the World War II era, has debunked or cast into serious doubt many of the exaggerated tales of Jewish losses during that war. The Jewish Holocaust stories are a major source of funds and sympathy for Jewish groups and the State of Israel, and the guilt they induce in naive whites is a major tool used to justify the mass invasion of formerly white nations and to demonize whites who organize for white interests. "Oh, you say you want white people to survive. That's just what the Nazis did, and you know where that leads." Just this August, the ADL launched what they called their 50 States Against Hate initiative, through which they hope to pressure the five states which still do not have ADL-drafted hate crime laws on their books to cave in and enact such laws. What does that have to do with defaming Jews? Nothing whatever. But it has everything to do with intimidating whites into keeping quiet about their dispossession and looming genocide. It pretty much says everything about the lavishly funded ADL's ability to control legislatures when you note that 45 states did enact such laws based on the ADL-written model statute handed to them, along with a few hints about press coverage and campaign donations. Now the ADL is working on the remaining five states, and they're not ashamed to use Leo Frank as the poster boy for their campaign. What these hate crime laws do is create two tiers of citizens in this country, with a different set of laws and punishments for each tier. One tier is for people who do what their televisions tell them to do and never complain about the conversion of America into a third world slum. The second tier is for white people who do want their race to survive and do oppose the non-white invasion. If a first-tier person is suspected of a crime, he will get the normal amount of police scrutiny and face the normal amount of punishment if convicted. But under the ADL's hate crime laws, a second-tier citizen suspected of exactly the same infraction will get vastly increased police scrutiny and suspicion, and face far higher sentences if convicted, because the legal assumption will be that he was motivated by hate. The entire purpose of these ADL-created laws is to intimidate whites into keeping their heads low and their mouths shut while their throats are being cut. Defamation of Jews has nothing to do with it. Control of whites and the silencing of dissent are the real motivations. One of the ADL's pet projects recently has been the legalization of so-called gay marriage and the promotion of equality for sexual perverts in every sphere of life. The ADL was the main force behind a Jewish coalition that filed a pro-perversion amicus brief before the Supreme Court on the homosexual marriage issue. Vice President Joe Biden said that the ADL and other Jewish groups have driven gay marriage changes in the U.S. He thought that was a wonderful thing, of course. When the court decision went their way, the ADL even tweeted, "Love wins," borrowing the homosexual slogan of the day. The ADL crowed that they were on the right side of history. What does all this have to do with defamation of Jews? Not a damned thing. What it has to do with is lowering the already suicidally low birth rate of whites, confusing young whites about their sexuality and even their sexual identity, and enlisting impressionable and naive whites to make so-called gay rights their cause du jour and the focus of their young lives. All of these things work together to reduce the number of those most undesirable things possible in this world, in their view, white children. This becomes even more obvious when you look at the ADL's strong support of the state of Israel, which is so pervasive and intense that it has led to repeated calls for the ADL to be required to register as the agent of a foreign government. In Israel, however, gay marriage is outlawed, and the ADL says nothing about it. In Israel, marriage between Jews and non-Jews is also forbidden, and the ADL says nothing about that either. Guess being on the right side of history really means promoting and encouraging homosexuality and other perversions of the sacred in white countries, and opposing those same perversions in the Jewish state. It means promoting racial mixing on a genocidal scale in white countries and demonizing, ostracizing, even criminalizing those whites who oppose it. But it means exactly the opposite in the Jewish state, where keeping Jewish blood pure is the categorical imperative. What does the ADL's decades-long push for disarming the American people have to do with fighting the defamation of Jews? What does the ADL's association with and accepting money from organized crime figures like Meyer Lansky and Mo Dalitz have to do with fighting the defamation of Jews? When the Jews at the ADL lobbied state legislatures for anti-paramilitary training statutes to prevent the kind of citizens' militias that the Founding Fathers supported and depended on, what did that have to do with fighting the defamation of Jews? When the ADL was caught with thousands of stolen confidential police files and private personal information on thousands upon thousands of Americans of all political persuasions, what did that have to do with fighting the defamation of Jews? When the ADL defames the German people with preposterous and long debunked atrocity stories, such as the canard about Germans manufacturing soap out of the corpses of murdered Jews, what does that have to do with fighting the defamation of Jews? When the ADL was caught encouraging and soliciting the wiretapping of the phones of private citizens deemed to be enemies, what did that have to do with fighting the defamation of Jews? When the ADL No Place for Hate program gains control of our children's classrooms in hundreds of schools across the country and teaches our children that pride of race and heritage and culture, if they're white, is the ultimate evil, what does that have to do with fighting the defamation of Jews? When the ADL sponsors training seminars for police officers and FBI agents, teaching these hapless men in uniform that white Americans, who have the impunity to want their race to survive, as Jefferson and even Lincoln indubitably did, are evil terrorists who deserve special law enforcement attention, what does that have to do with fighting the defamation of Jews? When the ADL sends law enforcers and congressmen on all-expenses-paid fact-finding trips to the human trafficking capital of the world, Israel, for indoctrination or training where who knows what really happens or how many shekels change hands, what does that have to do with fighting the defamation of Jews? The answer, of course, is that none of these things had anything to do with fighting the defamation of Jews, and everything to do with controlling white people, terrorizing white people, corrupting the political and judicial systems of white people, intimidating white people, destroying the pride and cohesion of white people, shaming white people, capturing the minds of the children of white people and turning them against their own kind, making it difficult or impossible for white people to organize in any way for their own interests or defense, and doing everything possible to lower the birth rate of white people so that our hated race will one day soon, they hope, pass forever from the earth. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the National Alliance. I want to send each of you our beautiful, full-color illustrated booklet explaining the purpose of the Alliance and of this program. It's not all bad news. There is someone who's doing something, and those people are organized in the National Alliance. The booklet I want to send you is entitled Building a New White World. To receive your copy, simply visit natall.com/booklet. That's natall.com/booklet. Or send $3 to National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Once again, that address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. We're on the air every week, and our news site is updated many times every day at nationalvanguard.org. We also have a forum where you can meet, talk, learn, and share with others, whitebiocentrism.com. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Strom reminding you to keep on thinking free.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth. For blood and for soil.